On this episode, The War We All Fight. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Listen, we're at war. Me, you, every one of us, every day of our lives, once we pass a certain point in childhood. We're at war with something inside of us. There's something inside of us that has made thousands of agreements with parts of ourselves, with other people, with society, with ideas and words and perspectives. It has made thousands of agreements that do not serve us. We agree to things that keep us limited and boxed in and in pain and suffering in so many ways. We are at war. We are at war with that. We are at war with those agreements. We are at war with that something that wants to keep us attached to those agreements. Those agreements that don't serve us, thousands of them, our internal world, as we relate to the outer world, those agreements that don't serve us, they are exactly what stands between me and you and everything that we desire. The most empowered, enlightened version of life that we can attain, the most life we can get out of our life, the most love we can get out of life, the greatest that we can serve, those agreements that don't serve us, those beliefs that don't serve us, that's what stands between us and that beauty. So we are at war. We are at war with that thing. And just like any other war, it needs warriors, and warriors need to have courage. And often they need to go on the hunt for the enemy. That's what we need to do. We need to be warriors going on a hunt within ourselves to find the agreements and the beliefs that are causing us pain, that are holding us back, that are keeping us from expanding into that version that we know that we can be. It will take courage. It will take a lot of work. It will take blood and sweat and tears and all of those things, as any war does. You will have days of doubt and fear and pain and struggle, as any warrior does. You'll also have victories. But we are at war. So as you feel intense emotions, especially anger or just that fire that we feel as men sometimes, often we don't know how to channel that. So many men, they don't know how to channel the anger that they feel. And it's okay. It's okay. We do need to separate and break the connection between anger and those kind of intense emotions and specific situations, meaning we don't want to be angry at particular people. That doesn't serve us and it doesn't serve them. We don't want to be super angry at particular situations in life or in society. That doesn't serve us. You know what does serve us? Recognizing that anger may be something that you feel that is part of you because you're a warrior, and because warriors need to have the ability to channel anger when it is called for. Recognize that that is a part of you and channel it in the right direction. The right direction to channel that, the right direction to channel your fire, and the right direction to stoke your fire. You might need to really tap into some of that anger. We've got to be willing to be courageous and strong if we're going to overcome those limiting beliefs and those agreements that don't serve us, because they're strong. We have to be stronger. So if you feel anger, channel it toward that resistance. It's not a person. It's not a specific thing. It's that something that's not you. It's trying to hold you back. It's like a parasite within you that wants to hold you back, that wants to keep you engaged in all of those agreements that don't serve you. It wants to keep you in that old, limited, boxed-in version of yourself. That's what we want to fight. If we're warriors, warriors fight battles, right? At least sometimes warriors fight battles. If we are a warrior, and we are, we need to have a battle to fight. And that battle is not with your coworker or your friend or your ex or your wife or your kids or whoever or society or the president or any of this bullshit. Your battle is with that something inside of you that wants to keep you locked into those beliefs. That's your battle. Go to battle with that. And remember, it's not you. It's not you. You're not going to battle with yourself. You're not beating yourself up. You're not destroying yourself. No, there's something that's not you that's there, and it wants to keep you locked into all that old stuff that doesn't serve you. We need to find that fire. You need to find that fire. We've got to find that fire. The only way to overcome strong, ingrained patterns don't serve us is to find the fire to do it. You will not relax your way to overcoming the strongest things that hold you back. Yeah, we need to relax. We need to chill. We need to meditate and practice stillness and all these things. But the reality is that we need to find a fire, because fire is what fuels action. And ultimately, the only way to replace the limiting beliefs, the limiting agreements, the only way to replace them is with action, because action is what ingrains new beliefs, new identities, new aspects of our identity, new beliefs about our strengths and weaknesses and opportunities, new agreements. The only way that we take old agreements that don't serve us and replace them with new agreements is through three steps: awareness, action to remove the old agreement, and action to set a new agreement, right? That action, right? The awareness happens in stillness often. The stillness is critical. That's when the awareness comes up, is when we get still. But that's step one of a three-step process, right? The other two steps of the process, they require action. Action requires fire and power and courage and commitment and all the things that a warrior needs. So go to war in your life and wake up and recognize that you are at war. You are absolutely at war, and there is an enemy within you that is trying to hold you back. Find your fire and direct it towards that. I support you. I believe in you. I hope that you can feel and see and sense my fire, both as it applies to myself and as it applies to you. You're so much more powerful than you realize. You are so much of a greater warrior than you realize. There's a bunch of bullshit that's holding you back from that. Go to war with the bullshit. Be courageous. Find the fire. Work hard. Sweat and cry and bleed and hurt. It's going to take that. Get still. Yeah, we got to get still. But we got to find a fire for action. Go get some. I support you. We'll talk to you soon.